Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 33 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Can you believe it? So let's begin by taking a deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding that sense of groundedness in the body. Letting your attention settle into the nowness of the body. And before we sort of launch into the next of our topics in right mindfulness, someone asked me this morning where this Winter Feast for the Soul came from, and I just happened to have received an email from the Winter Feast people, and so I thought I'd share it with you. So the email says, nearly 20 years ago, an American meditation practitioner in the Sufi tradition, Valerie Scani, was moved by a poem by Rumi, the 13th century Persian mystic. Here's the poem. A new moon teaches gradualness and deliberation, and how one gives birth to oneself slowly. Patience with small details makes perfect a large work, like the universe. What 9 months of attention does for an embryo, 40 early mornings alone will do for your gradually slow growing wholeness. Isn't that lovely? I'll put it on my website. So those lines planted a seed. Valerie began inviting a few friends into her living room to meditate together each day for 40 days. Over that time, that simple gathering grew into what we now know as the Feast for the Soul. A 40-day journey of meditation and reflection in service of cultivating one's inner growth, peace, and compassion. So welcome to the Winter Feast for the Soul. And that story. Just love that. So continuing our discussion of right mindfulness. So yesterday we talked about the nowness of the body, and over the next 2 days, today and tomorrow, I want to talk a little bit about the nowness of our emotions, really allowing our emotions to be part of our practice, and the feelings. And in the traditional Buddhist way in which they talk about this, they talk about the feeling tones, which are not really the full-blown emotions. The feeling tones are the way that our experience just shows up. There are just some things we like. There are some things we don't like that are just uncomfortable. And there are things that we are just neutral about. And so if we can slow our minds down enough to notice just that, part of our experience. And I was thinking about it this morning, and I thought, what's, you know, a really obvious way to think about this is think about the foods that you like, the foods you really like. I had some really great chocolate yesterday, for example, right? And then the foods you don't like, bad experience with cottage cheese as a child, I will never eat it again, right? And how immediate that experience is. It's not like I choose it to love chocolate. It's part of the experience. And that's the way our experience is unfolding all the time. And the opportunity to notice this, our experience at this level, gives us the opportunity to have some space to not automatically be reacting. So I can see the cottage cheese and not throw it across the room. I can react in that kind of way, right? Or I can have the chocolate and not try to steal all of my friends' chocolates who also got this little gift yesterday, Right? So I can I enjoy things without grasping? And can I notice the discomfort of the temperature of the air or food I don't like or something that someone says to me or a sense of regret for something I said to someone? Can I notice it, slow down enough to choose my response? And that's where we start to sort of unpack our bigger emotions and reactions, if we start to be able to notice it at that level. So on your cushion is a great opportunity because not much is going on except my knee hurts when I, you know, kneel this way, right? So working with what's uncomfortable in your formal practice or comfortable. You have a good meditation yesterday and you really want to do it again today. And it goes the way it goes. And sort of having a kind of lightness about that kind of thing. So the meditation cushion is a great place to start to notice our experience at that and that particular level, a very subtle level. So let's practice. Again, taking our seat and finding that sense of groundedness. Feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. From that groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. We can really settle our awareness. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to that tender heart. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and friendship of our practice together.